claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go, all suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host here on The Raw Deal, where I have a wonderful guest returning again, Laurie Price, the editor of Citizens for Legitimate Government, which does a brilliant job of putting together, collating most important stories of the day. I shall begin with a few of my own, and then at the break, Laurie will join me. We'll have a conversation for about an hour, and then we'll take your calls at the bottom of the second hour. I begin with a report that the New York Times has dug itself and the feds into a trap with the latest New York Times article confirming that the feds, FBI in particular, were involved in the insurrection. This is a very, very interesting development because they've created a conundrum. If the FBI was involved in this activity, and we have lots of evidence to that effect, that there were FBI informants involved in the scene, that the FBI knew it was going to occur, that's a part they're compromised over. Because if they knew it was going to occur and nevertheless let it happen, they're responsible for what happened there. So they're trying to contradict and confirm that while there were FBI informants, that it was a spontaneous development, which is frankly completely absurd. But if it was a spontaneous development, then it was not a conspiracy. And if it was not a conspiracy, then the committees the Democrats have organized to try to tarnish Trump and Trump supporters using January 6th is based upon a false premise. We knew from the beginning that Donald Trump had nothing to do with this, that his speech at the Ellipse, which did not conclude until 1:11, where Trump supporters are obviously going to wait to hear every precious word from the man they so admire, when the events at the Capitol were beginning as early as 12:45. They were already calling for reinforcements before Trump had even finished speaking. And because it was a mile and a half away, Trump supporters simply could not have been at the Capitol in time. Indeed, we have James Sullivan, brother of John, explaining that his brother, who is well known in Antifa circles, led 226 Antifa members into the Capitol dressed as Trump supporters. We know what happened here. But what's going on is causing problems for the Democrats. Here's part of the story from Revolver. Scarcely 3 months after this report, the New York Times took the occasion of a sleepy Saturday morning to privately confirm there were indeed FBI informants among the militia members who stormed the Capitol. As scores of Proud Boys made their way chanting and shouting toward the Capitol on January 6th, one member of the far-right group was busy texting a real-time account of the march. The recipient was his FBI handler. We learned this particular informant, affiliated with a Midwest chapter of the Proud Boys, provided the FBI advance warning he'd be traveling to D.C. with other Proud Boys, kept his handler in the loop as storming the Capitol unfolded throughout the day. Goes on to explain they had another informant there. Those were two, but I'm willing to venture there were dozens of FBI informants. And indeed, if you want to see how bad the situation was, go to my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and scroll down. I believe it's 17th April it was published, posted there. And you have a 21-minute video showing how the Capitol Police were inviting everyone to come in, that it was very casual. We know they were taking selfies with the so-called protesters. So the whole thing is completely ridiculous. Here's more from Revolver. If it turns out that the federal government, FBI, Army Counterintelligence, or similar agency had undercover agents or confidential informants embedded in any of the groups involved in what they're calling 1-6, the federal intelligence agencies failing to warn of a potential for violence look less like an innocent mistake and more like something sinister. Indeed, if the federal government knew of a potential for violence in and around the Capitol on 1-6 and failed to call for heightened security, the agencies responsible may in fact be legally liable for the damages incurred during that day. Moreover, however, the bipartisan Senate investigation of the deadly, and remember the Ashley Babbitt, as you'll see in this video, appears to be a fake shooting. I do not believe Ashley Babbitt was killed on January 6th. They needed, however, to stage a fake shooting so they could refer to this as a deadly event. The bipartisan Senate investigation found security and intelligence failures at every level of government leading to the breach of the Capitol by what they're here falsely calling a pro-Trump mob, as lawmakers were certifying. Well, remember, they weren't certifying. They were actually discussing evidence of election fraud. So it was what Nancy Pelosi wanted. The new notion, they conclude, that there was suddenly no coordination or organized plot behind 1-6 serves a convenient purpose in preserving the official narrative that there was no federal knowledge of 1-6. If there was no foreplanning on the part of the insurrectionists, there could be no foreknowledge on the part of the federal government. This means the government is absolved from the sinister charge, knowing something was going to happen and letting it happen on purpose, but it has what I think is a calamitous outcome for the Democratic Party. Namely, they lose January 6th as a basis for trashing Trump because there was no conspiracy. There was no planning in advance. It was just spontaneous. The deeper we dig, the worse it's going to get for the Democrats. Now, they have a major problem right now, because there's this tremendous split between the progressives who want the $3.5 trillion and Pelosi and Schumer and the other leading Democrats who are trying to make it all work to push it through Congress with a razor-thin margin, and where two Democrat senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, are very appropriately balking at the price tag. Where Manchin has suggested he'd be willing to drop to 1.5. But where Pelosi's under tremendous pressure from AOC and the other progressives, who are the greatest collection of nitwits we have in the contemporary Congress, pushing for the whole 3.5 because it brings in, initiates the Green New Deal. There's all kinds of stuff in there that's going to tax carbon, cow farts, the whole bit. You know, they're buying into the whole climate change agenda that Al Gore promoted in his Inconvenient Truth video, which at the time, when I first saw it, I believe was reasonably thoughtful. Now, however, I mean, it's become increasingly apparent CO2, of course, cannot be a threat to the environment. It's a natural product of living things that's converted back into oxygen by trees and plants. I mean, it's indispensable to life. It poses no threat to the environment. And indeed, we seem to be having colder winters than in the past. That there is, on a geological scale, there are these rises and falls or cycles in earth warming or not. But the idea of, you know, getting rid of meat and turning to soylent green products for the future is so abysmal. Going to electric cars. Joe Olson is a brilliant engineer and versatile in so many different areas, including electrical, as well as mechanical, civil, and structural, as pointed out. It actually requires more energy to produce these electric cars in electricity generally than you're going to save. In other words, it's a defeating, self-defeating method. And the idea of imposing these carbon taxes and getting rid of gas and oil as our sources of energy is going to be the complete destruction of the American economy. Now, if you put two and two together and understand that destroying the United States is what so much of this is all about, then you realize there's a monstrous, powerful entity in the background, which I have of late been calling out. There can be, in my opinion, no doubt that all the efforts to eliminate our borders, and that's what they're trying to do at the southern border. They're trying to, in effect, abolish our borders to lead to mass immigration, which has also taken place in Europe, where the EU, of course, got rid of its borders, so you don't have to have a passport to go from Belgium to France or the Netherlands or whatnot. You can just move around freely with a massive influx of African into the country, African migrants who have disrupted their culture, all part of a deliberate implementation of the Kalergi plan devised, you know, about 100 years ago to bring about this result to destroy Western culture. And of course, remember, European culture, American culture, both distinctive products of, roughly white civilization. They're products of white civilization. So what we have going on here is a not too thinly veiled war to destroy white civilization. And when you look at the power that's being exerted through the media, for example, through the medical associations, through the democratic governance, where we had the catastrophic event that Governor Newsom, with no announcement in his water board, released the record high reservoirs of water in California, sufficient to sustain 5 years worth of a drought, into the ocean. On the ground, they were protecting some little tiny fish, a very obscure from extinction. Well, you could preserve the little tiny fish, but let what, millions of Americans not have any food and starve to death? Believe me, that's part and parcel of the big picture here. Gavin Newsom is right in there. The manipulation of the vote again, the fraud, which continued in California, where they had print your own ballot at home, mail in, virtually impossible to audit, in order to have him reinstated, defeat the recall, where everyone in California I know despises Gavin Newsom. There's no way in which this was legitimate. When you consider the scope and the power and the breadth, there is simply no other entity on earth that could be responsible than the Rothschild banking empire. Just absolutely stunning. And since I have repeatedly observed how Israel dominates our media where I had, I have a panel of 500 officials from CNN, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. A second panel from NBC, 100 executives from NBC, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. Another panel from the New York Times, 100 officials of the New York Times, every one of whom is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. When you think about the enormity of what's going on here, that's all being promoted by the World Economic Forum, where it appears to be a three stages that the mass kill us slowly. Remember, even Fauci participated in research on the Spanish flu and discovered that most of the deaths weren't from the flu, but actually were from bacterial pneumonia infections, which are, guess what, promoted by wearing face masks. Remember, face masks entail circulating oxygen-depleted air that's going to kill your brain cells. Unlike skin cells, brain cells do not regenerate, so that's a permanent loss. They also put stress on the cardiovascular system, but you get an accumulation of crud, of things you were exhaling that your system was trying to get out of its body that were accumulated in the mass and recirculated into your body, into your lungs, leading to these bacterial pneumonia infections. Fauci has been promoting that. He knows better. Just as he knows that HCQ and ivermectin are wonder drugs in relation to the coronavirus. In order for the emergency use authorization to take place, by the way, in case anyone missed a memo, it's necessary there be no available alternative. When you had ivermectin and HCQ available, cheap, in use for, decades upon decades, HCQ, ivermectin, HCQ, maybe 50, 60 years with great success, virtually no side effects, of which I'm aware, and where we had early physicians reporting they had 100 patients, they treated them with HCQ, every one of them survived. Then you get one or two exceptions of elderly with massive comorbidities who are going to die anyway. And you begin to understand what's really going on here, that this is a massive plot. When they use a semantic trick to claim that there's a Pfizer vaccine that's available in Europe that the FDA had approved, as though that were approval of the emergency use. They had to claim it was unavailable immediately, because if there were an available alternative, then the emergency use for Pfizer and Moderna would be vitiated. Meanwhile, what I'm saying is, given the Israelis dominate the news, well, fascinating. We just have a new report, an interview with Lord Rothschild discussing how his family created Israel. So that's a part and parcel of the entire operation. Moreover, if you look at the COVID team that's surrounding Joe Biden, who, by the way, was put in because he's a doofus, because he's incompetent, because he doesn't know what he's doing, because he has no conscience, because no one else wanted to take the fall. No one else wanted to be the patsy for the destruction of the United States. They put in Joe Biden as, the last president of the United States, who's facilitating its destruction now by, moving forward with the mandates that are wreaking havoc all over the nation. I mean, you have thousands who are of health workers, right in New York, for example, alone, who are placed on unpaid leave because they won't go with the vaccine mandate. They won't let themselves get jabbed because they realize needles, these vaccines, are deadly weapons. Remember, Sherry Tenpenny has described this vaccine, these mRNA vaccines, as perfectly designed killing machines. Many have taken the vax in the false belief that they're good. I mean, why wouldn't they believe it? They're told 24/7 by every media outlet, every newspaper in the country. Again, it speaks to control by the Rothschild. Who controls Reuters? Who controls the AP? It's the Rothschild banking empire. Have no doubt this is what we're up against. The Rothschilds who have been so successful in managing the governments of most of the nations of the world through the banking system. Remember the observation of Henry Kissinger. If you want to control a government, control its finances. If you want to control the people, control their food. That appears to be the next step in the agenda. So we have the face mask killing us slowly, then these vaccines killing us more rapidly. And believe me, my estimate is, since the AVER system only reports 1%, we don't have just hundreds of thousands of American dying. I'm convinced it's in the millions already, but of course they're describing all the deaths as being from COVID. But get this, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is a Jew. CDC Deputy Director Ann Schuchat is a Jew. CDC Chief of Staff Sherry Berger is a Jew. CDC Chief Medical Officer Michael Wolf is a Jew. CDC Director Washington Office Jeff Rezik is a Jew. COVID Czar Jeffrey Entz is a Jew. COVID Senior Advisor Andy Slavitt is a Jew. HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra is a Jew. HHS Assistant Secretary Rachel Levine is a Jew. Pfizer CEO is a Jew. Moderna's vaccine was created by a Jew. Johnson & Johnson CEO is a Jew. Teva's an Israeli pharmaceutical company with a Jewish CEO. Regeneron Pharma CEO is a Jew. AstraZeneca CEO was the takeover CEO of Israel's Teva Pharmaceuticals, which means he's also a Jew. But go ahead and take that vaccine, you stupid goy. I used to think that kind of talk was nonsense, but it's turning out to be 100% correct. Now, by the way, there's a wonderful article on my blog, 30 Facts You Need to Know. This is your COVID crib sheet. Let me share just a few with you. The survival rate of COVID is over 99%. So, I mean, why would you need to take it anyway? Government medical experts went out of their way to underline from the beginning of the pandemic that the mass majority of the population is not in any danger from COVID. Almost all studies on the infection fatality rate of COVID have returned results between 0.04 and 0.5, one half of a percent, meaning COVID survival rate is at least 99.5%. So why take the vax? There has been no unusual excess in mortality. The press has called 2020 in the UK the deadliest year since World War II. But this ignores a massive increase in the population since that time, and I've just done it on raw numbers. A more reasonable statistical measure of mortality is the age standardized mortality rate, which shows it's been going down and down and down. In fact, 2020 isn't even the worst year for mortality since 2000. In fact, since 1943, only 9 years have been better than 2020. Similarly, in the U.S., the adjusted rate for mortality is at 2004 levels. 2004 levels. The COVID death counts are artificially inflating. Countries around the world have been defining a COVID death as a death by any cause. Listen, a death by any cause within 28 or 30 or 60 days of a positive test. Now, if you run over by a truck, if you had a positive test within, say, 60 days, you're a COVID death. Healthcare officials from Italy, Germany, the UK, the US, Northern Ireland have all admitted to this process, removing any distinction between dying from COVID and dying from something else after testing positive for COVID naturally leads to overcounting of COVID deaths. In fact, British pathologist Dr. John Lee was warning of this substantial overestimate as early as last spring. I mean, it's going on massively. John Rappaport and Edward Hendry have been particularly good in emphasizing how, for example, there were 38 million cases of the flu last year. This year, fewer than 2,000. So what do you think? Flu just disappeared? Or do we have 37,998,000 cases of the flu that have now been re-described as COVID? The average age of COVID death is greater than the average life expectancy. Get this. The average age of a COVID death in the UK is 82.5. In Italy, it's 86. Germany, 83. Switzerland, 86. Canada, 86. US, 78. Australia, 82. In almost all cases, the median age of a COVID death is higher than the national life expectancy. In other words, these are people who are destined to be gone anyway. COVID mortality indeed exactly mirrors the natural mortality curve. Statistical studies from the UK and India have shown that the curve for COVID death follows the curve for expected mortality almost exactly. In other words, the whole matter is being manufactured by simply reclassifying individuals who are indeed dead as having died from COVID, whether COVID had anything to do with it or not. There you get your pandemic right there, simple as pie. Meanwhile, lockdowns do not prevent the spread of disease. There's little to no evidence lockdowns have any impact on mitigating COVID deaths. If you compare regions that locked down to regions that did not, you can see no pattern at all. But lockdowns do kill people. There is strong evidence that lockdowns, through social, economic, and other public health damage, are deadlier than the virus. Dr. David Barbaro, WHO Special Envoy for COVID, has described the lockdowns as a global catastrophe. I mean, it's nice there's at least one official in the WHO speaking the truth in October 2020. We in the World Health Organization do not advocate lockdowns as a primary means of control of the virus. It seems we may have a doubling of world poverty by next year. We may well have at least a doubling of child malnutrition. Terrible, ghastly catastrophe. Masks don't work. At least a dozen scientific studies, and I probably have that many on my own blog at jamesfetzer.org, do nothing to stop the spread. One meta-analysis published by the CDC in May 2020 found, this is by the CDC published, no significant reduction in influenza transmission with the use of face masks. Another study with 8,000 subjects found masks did not seem to be effective against laboratory-confirmed viral respiratory infections nor against clinical respiratory infections. Nevertheless, the government's own data reveals that at least 150,000 are probably dead following COVID vaccines. Here, I have a study based upon the AVIRS data that shows we had virtually a flat line for deaths here from vaccines until the introduction of the COVID, which it began to spike. Think of a hockey stick on its side. Meanwhile, we're in the absurd situation that we're being asked to protect ourselves, being protected from a virus by using the same methods that didn't protect the protected in the beginning. Back with Lori Price after this break.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, I'm simply delighted to have a return appearance by Lori Price, who edits this wonderful Citizens for Legitimate Government newsletter. Nothing I have said is news to her. I would just add that here you have the President of the United States making absurd claims about how the unvaxxed pose a threat to the vaxxed, beautifully encapsulated in terms of its absurdity by the following statement. The protected need to be protected from the unprotected by forcing the unprotected to use a protection that didn't protect the protected. Lori, it's that bad. And we have this mental nebbish out there as a spokesman, but where it's very obvious he's not making any decisions. He's just doing a not very good job of being the front man, like an anchor on a news program, reading the news. I'm so glad to have you back here on The Raw Deal. Lori. Mitchell. Mitchell, have we lost our connection? Mitchell has had interference with...
Hello?
Lori, speak up. Yes, yes, yes.
Hi. They're doing construction outside with the roads. Maybe you can even hear through the phone.
Oh, yeah. If there's any way you can turn up your volume, that would be good.
Oh, is this better?
Better. Yeah, okay, go ahead, Lori. I was just saying how glad I am to have you back and how nothing I'm reporting it is news to you because you got it all in your newsletter. Go for it.
Oh, thanks. You'd like to hear the latest. Well, I just read, which I don't have on the CLG yet, but just read that New York City restaurateurs reporting business down 40 to 60% due to the vaccine mandate. But this is all part of, you know, it's way beyond, okay, so this is way beyond anything I ever imagined. And it's far beyond, at first I thought it was just profit for big pharma, but you know, it's beyond that. Obviously, they're making money, but it's beyond the money issue. This is about part of the destruction of the United States because the border control agents need to be vaccinated, but the illegal immigrants don't even have to be tested, never mind vaccinated. And there are no restrictions on where they're brought. They're brought all over the country. You know, And even Mayorkas himself has said that 20% have COVID, or up to 20% possibly have COVID or another medical problem. So we don't know what that medical problem could be, even if it's something else, being transported, no testing. So they're not interested whatsoever in the health of Americans. This is about the great replacement is true. And when people die from this vaccine, sadly, and I hope I'm wrong, I hope to God I'm wrong. It's terrible. But if I'm not wrong and people die within a few years and they blame it, they're never going to say it's a vaccine, never. But when people start dying off of this vaccine, they have all the cheap labor that the corporations want. This is all part of a plan. It's obvious to me. I don't know what you think about that, but that's my view.
Well, Lori, I was emphasizing this appears to be a mega grab to control planet Earth by the Rothschilds, that they control the media, where Lord Rothschild was recently explaining how his family created Israel. So they have control of the media. They have control of the AP. They have control of Reuters. They have control of the American medical establishment. They have control of the Congress. Remember, it was Cynthia McKinney who revealed the pledge that every member of Congress has to sign a pledge agreeing to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States, or their funding dries up, they're confronted with an alternative well-financed candidate, or even that their district's redrawn and they no longer have a seat. A few years ago, a colleague of mine and I were discussing this, and he asked me, did I know how many members of the then current Congress had refused to sign the pledge? I admitted I did not know. He held up one finger of one hand. There was only one member of the then current Congress that had not signed a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of those of the United States. And now the Rothschilds are using all their influence to destroy the United States for a one-world government with no borders and, in fact, a vastly reduced population, where we know the Deagle projection have the U.S. population going from 330 million in 2020 to now 65 million in 2025, Lori. That's catastrophic.
Look, I'm no fan of Israel, and I, you know, burning olive trees in Palestine. I'm no fan of a lot of Israel's policies, but I don't believe, and you know, we just may disagree on this, that all this is historically connected to Israel. This is so far beyond Israel and even the wealth of Israel and everything. When you're talking about a population, the U.S. going down, flooded borders, this is so beyond. Again, I'm not defending the actions of the government of Israel often. Okay, and it's not anti-Semitic to say, it's more of a libertarian, viewpoint. Why are we paying for Israel's Iron Dome? Every person in Israel, which people in the U.S. may not know, get free health care, which is fine. That's great. They have closed borders that we pay for, so they can do that. We could have everybody paid for here with health care if they close the borders here, too. I'm not, you know, fine. But the thing is, why are we paying for this? And that's from a libertarian angle. But so anyway, going back, I'm not a fan of all about Israel, as you know, and the decisions and some of the checkpoints and the abuses go on there. I agree. But here's the thing. I think this is so beyond that, what's going on in Israel or even the connections like that. Because when you're talking about a population decline, people would have to stand up to this far beyond what Israel could exert. And, one other point on this about what you're saying about the population decline. I saw a video, it's only like 3 minutes long, a woman who is, she left her job and became a sort of a human resources advisor for, I don't know if you've seen this video, for oil companies and oil development worldwide. And so managing people for oil, like drilling and so forth. And she said in human resources, there's plans that in 3 years, they note on the books, people are not going to be there of those who are vaccinated. So this video, and she's just, you know, doing her job, a woman doing her job, and she says large corporations know that those vaccinated are not going to be there in a few years. That's according to this woman in this video, which I should have up. But anyway, So I believe about the predictions of the rapid decline to 65 million. That sounds probably what they have in mind. I mean, I don't know who they're going to get to fill these jobs that they need more. I don't know who they're going to get to fill these jobs beyond the flooded open borders. They're going to need more people than that.
Well, Lori, I think this is one of the ironic aspects of the situation. When you vastly diminish the population, and it was, you know, the brilliant guy out of the UK who first identified what was really going on here, that they're seeking to wipe out the middle class in small businesses, David Icke, to create a feudal society. I mean, look, they talk about replacing workers with AI, but there's not going to be any population to buy the products. I mean, suppose you AI'd your whole television, you know, production unit, but there's no one there who has any money to buy any television. In fact, most of the population is already dead because of your extreme eugenics program, because these are genocidal globalists. I just wonder if they have really thought through. I mean, they have obviously done a diabolically clever way of figuring out that if you promote this this lethal weapon in the form of a vaccine, then you can ridicule people who resist as though they become a public health menace. You can even talk about putting them in COVID camps. And, of course, we get this explicitly from the CDC itself. And where the public pressure is simply overwhelming, we have physicians, by the way, who are acknowledging that those who are declining the vax are better informed. They know about the risks and the benefits. They know more about the scientific research than those who are accepting. And sad to say, I believe the overwhelming majority who have accepted the vax did so in the false belief that it was actually good for them, which they're hearing 24/7 from every news source virtually and every newspaper without exception, Lori. So the brainwashing on this issue has been unlike any in history. And you were yourself making this kind of observation. The government, have you ever heard of the government promoting a vaccine or any medical procedure ever? It's not the government's role. But they've taken it on to themselves. And Lori, you may have picked up on this. You know, he had this mandate for all companies with more than 100 employees. Right. And he said OSHA was going to pursue it. Well, we've had a revelation. OSHA isn't doing anything. It was just a feint. It was just phony. He was just up there saying this is propaganda to further induce. There's no effort going on behind the scene to implement any such program. It was just bullshit, Lori.
There was an amendment produced the other day, and I know there's more than one, but an amendment produced, and it lost by like a few votes, to stop the $700,000 fine, which, by the way, I led with the CLG newsletter the other day with this, that it's in section, get this, 666 of the, it's in section 666, I kid you not, of the, you know, which is page 168 of that, 2,574, something like that, page bill. It's in section 666 to increase the fines for a business from 70,000 to 700,000. I led with that on the newsletter the other day. But this is just unbelievable. You know, I saw another video, an article the other day where somebody said that the vaccine is going to it's going to deprive you to get to become older if you're not in perfect shape. They explain technically what happens, and what the vaccine will do is stop the, you know, you won't grow into old age with this vaccine, basically, unless your weight, your diet is perfect, basically. So those taking, you know, there's a lot of people that took the vaccine that felt they were in a higher, you know, danger of getting COVID, that maybe perhaps are very overweight. They took the vaccine, and that's going to be a problem going forward, apparently.
Just to elaborate on both of those points, in case anyone missed a memo, in this section, which Lori's observing is numbered 666, this is how they get right in our face. It says that companies can be fined $700,000 for every employee they have who's unvaccinated, $700,000. And Lori, you're adding that removing that failed on a vote? Who could vote for something like that? Not only, well, but yeah, go.
No, that's true. But then there's an amendment that was introduced by a Nebraska guy. This is just coming in today to Nebraska will be the first state apparently to violate that insane. Oh, I can't believe it's just, I don't even have words anymore. To monitor your transactions, $600 or over in the bank. Now that's in that monstrosity, the $3.5 trillion one, that the IRS will monitor over $600 of a transaction. Nebraska, I guess, passed some kind of law, and I'm just, like I said, these things are just coming in. I don't even have this up yet. That will be the first state to not comply. But, you know, I can't believe the Supreme Court, that there's not more challenges to these mandates. That's in the bill, the bill that will transform America. You know, the spending on that bill is bad enough, that $3.5 trillion, which is allegedly will end up being $5 trillion. That bill is bad enough when you consider the spending aspects. Okay, that's fine. But the totalitarianism in that bill is the real problem with that bill. They're going to tax, which nobody is aware of, unrealized gains or something like that, which means if you have a house, let's say you bought a house at $200,000, right? And you had it for 25 years and it grew to be worth $1,200,000, right? Because of the real estate market, it grew in value and you pass it on to your kids, okay? And they don't want to sell it. They just want to keep it and have, you know, one of the children want to keep that house, right? They're going to have to pay taxes on the $1,200,000 value of that house.
It's, even if they
don't sell it.
It's completely insane.
Unrealized gains. That means, you know what that means? That is literally the key, the unlocking of the destruction. And I've used this, you know, saying they're out to destroy the middle class, but this is 100% destruction of the middle class, because there's people that just live frugally, that save, that have a stock market, that have a lot of stocks and a lot of assets sitting there. They don't, and they're not taxed because they haven't sold them yet. And they're going to be taxed on this unrealized gain. So even if they don't move these assets, they're going to be taxed, and they're not going to be able to afford the taxes, a lot of these kids, on these houses they inherit on the full value. What's going to happen is then BlackRock is going to come in, buy those houses, and they want to destroy the middle class, turn it into high rise, you know, with the zoning, which is also in there, the zoning.
Let me draw the parallel with the stock market. The stock market goes up, but the stock market goes down. The real estate market goes up, and the real estate market goes down. So how often are they going to tax you for the appreciation of your property before you sell it? In the stock market, you're not taxed until you sell it.
Right.
Similarly, with homes, another investment, you should not be taxed until you sell it. This is a diabolical scheme to gut the economy of the United States.
Right. But then guess what? If you have 10 houses on a block that have appreciated up $1 million from 200,000, let's say. So let's say most of the people can't afford that, those taxes, because they just pass the house on to their kids. What's going to happen is then they'll have to sell the house. That will be bought up by a few oligarchs who will be able to afford the taxes. And they want to turn things in the middle class. They're changing the zoning. This is what Trump talked about, and everybody laughed at him and called him racist when he said about the middle class, that they want to destroy the middle class in the suburbs. When he talked about that, he was, of course, tarnished as a racist, which was phony, because it's true what they want to do. Then they'll put high-rise apartments, low income, and replace the suburbs. That's what they want to do, because where are all these illegal immigrants from everywhere going to be living soon? They're going to need places to live, to do their slave labor every day for the corporations. Well, this is what people don't realize.
Yes, yes, yes. They want to move everyone into a little cubicle. Remember what we heard from Klaus Schwab, who turns out to be a Rothschild himself, that you're going to own nothing and you're going to be happier than you ever were. It's got to do with some very insidious plans using graphene oxide, which is inside these vaccines.
Right.
It's an incredibly weird substance. And 5G, that if you have graphene oxide, it creates a brain internet interface so they can actually control your thoughts and your feelings. This appears to be the agenda. I in my own philosophical research, established it's impossible to turn a digital machine into a thinking thing. What they're doing is the opposite. They're taking thinking things, human beings, and turning them robotic individuals. But, Lori, I get back to that point I made earlier. I'd love your thoughts about it. If you don't have any population of consumers, what's going to happen to your products? There's going to be no one who has the money or the resource or the ability to buy them. So are all these mega companies just going to collapse? I mean, have they thought this part through in their radical eugenics program?
Well, I think they don't need, I think they're at a point, you know, if you remember, you know, some movies and so forth, pop culture, the growing of the middle class, like the 50s and the 60s and expand, you know, out westward and all that. They don't need the middle class anymore. I think it's not needed. I don't think they need people to buy things anymore. Also, this phony supply shortages where the goods are stacked up because they have no money to deliver. They don't mention it's because the vaccine mandates. They're now blaming, okay, the unemployment, PUA, Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. They're blaming people who got extra PUA money for sitting home, in quotes, and not working. Okay, maybe perhaps a little bit, some of that is true, but that isn't why now people are sitting home. It's because they've lost their job because they don't want to get the deadly vaccine. And who are we to trust these numbers of who's vaccinated? I mean, do we really trust their numbers? I think a lot more people do not want this vaccine than is being described. And people are, the reason why goods are sitting on shipping, you know, on, if you go to, if you, I don't know if you've gone to the supermarket lately, but once again, many, the shelves of key products are bare. Once again, I went a couple of days ago and all the shelves are empty. If you want potato chips, there's a million brands. You can get potato chips and candy and soda, but things that people need, paper goods and so forth, are all in great shortage again. And I think they're creating phony shortages, and there's no workers to unload some of these goods sitting on these shipping containers, I think, because of these mandates and so forth. I don't think it's because of the PUA incentive, which was more last year. You know, that ended in September, early September, the PUA incentive. In most states, it was gone by September. So, I mean, that's not the reason people aren't taking jobs. It's because they don't want the vaccine, I think. I don't know. I'm no proof, but.
Lori, let me return to another point you made about the aging aspect of this. It turns out the mRNA affects a gene that keeps you from rapid aging, so that the removal of that gene means that now men, women, and children who take the vax are going to age prematurely, rapidly. I mean, it's absolutely catastrophic, especially for women who are preoccupied with their looks. You know, I mean, this is just awful. But I think men and young people are going to suffer equally much. I mean, this is just fantastic.
These kids, they're going to recommend this vaccine. Where even some doctors, I think, in the some, remember Johnson & Johnson, I think it was that company, executive who said, the kids don't need the bleeping vaccine. Remember that kids don't. He was on.
Yeah.
He was recorded saying, using foul language, but saying kids don't need the bleeping vaccine and all this. There's not even tests. One thing to think about, if they approve these vaccines for like ages 5 to 12, they're taking a slew of other vaccines, far more than when we were kids, whatever recommended. They're taking so many other ones. There's no, what are the long-term studies of that vaccine in combination with the other vaccine, something nobody even mentions? This is going to be a problem. I mean, there's no long-term experimentation anyway, because there cannot technically be. And somebody at the CDC the other day I was reading, they're recommending, it said pregnant people, by the way, which I don't even want to go down that thing, about men getting pregnant, this BS, there's more than two genders. It's biologically impossible for a man to get pregnant, okay? I guess that's controversial now, what I'm saying. Anyway, they said pregnant people should get the vaccine. This is where we are with the science. I mean, you're a scientist above all. I mean, look where we are. I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
pregnant people yes. should get the vaccine.
I know, it's terrible. Actually, in my philosophical work on explanation, the fellow for whom I wrote my PhD, Wesley Salmon, explained how there are relevant properties that make a difference to an outcome you want to explain that need to be excluded. And one of the illustrations he used was that while it's true that all men who take their wives' birth control pills do not become pregnant, that can't explain why John Jones, who was a man, did not become pregnant, because it's irrelevant. So the point you're making is really spot on.
It's the insanity. I mean, the identity politics and the racism, phony racism garbage gave us the pathway towards the acceptance of societies, and I'm thinking of China with their system, because that's why the left seems to be compatible with China, and they're fine with it no matter what. I mean, because the totalitarianism of China is welcome here, because allegedly there's no racism in China, which is false, because the Uyghurs, how they're treated, is a disaster in China, okay? So I'm just there is in fact racism in China, but for some reason the left, the political left, sees an is compatible with China. I don't know why that is, but anyway, that the woke garbage has opened the door for criticism of the U.S. and the self-flagellation, you know, the Mao and the struggle sessions, so that people feel we as a society should have to give back, turn things over, surrender. This is all part of the culture we're in now, and that's why Blinken, in his meetings with China, where China talks about the human rights of Black Lives Matter, when all he had to do was say one word, would say one sentence, how are the Uyghurs doing? That's all he had to answer. You know, he didn't want to answer. He just accepted it. Anyway, I guess I went off the track, but the point
that's
is all this
no
work
problem,
stuff.
Lori. We're going to be right back with Lori Price, the editor-in-chief of Citizens for a Legitimate Government, a fabulous newsletter, after this break.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting "This is a drill, this is a drill" on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. that time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer with my special guest today, Lori Price, the editor-in-chief of the CLG, Citizens for Legitimate Government newsletter. Lori, I think you were ahead of your time in perceiving the illegitimacy of the government. Today we have a totally imposter, totally fake, illegitimate government that's a mere implement of, as I see it, the Rothschild Empire and destroying America. We've never before had an American president, even if improperly elected, who is out to destroy the nation over which he presides. But there's no doubt about it. That's what's going on today. And this guy is so incompetent, which is why he was selected. He has no idea what he's doing, why he's doing it, the consequences thereof. He has no conscience, no ethics, no sense of principle. Perfect to be the stooge to implement and preside over the destruction over the United States of America.
You just said that perfectly. This is part of a global, you know, it is a conspiracy, and it's because they got away with things. They started, and I was thinking of this the other night, how I know these false flags have gone back with the bombing of the USS Cole, the Gulf of Tonkin. I know, of course, the Kennedy assassination. I understand all of these things. And people questioned, and long ago, years ago, people were really trash for questioning things. Then 9/11, that false flag happens, or that whole thing. And then a lot of people questioned 9/11 in the age of Internet, so there were less maybe condemnation. Just they ended up blocking people in social media and so forth, and Sandy Hoax and all this stuff. But this thing, these were all dress rehearsals. And they got away with stealing, and I know I've mentioned this to you before, the 2000 election with Al Gore, and it doesn't mean we have to like Al Gore. That's not what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that they got away with it, okay, because Al Gore won that election. They had post-dating of ballots that they allowed to come in and tip it to Bush, and the deep state wanted Bush. And Bush now wants the open borders, by the way, so that shows what he really was all along anyway. But the
Lori, bear in mind, they had to steal the election of 2020 to bring in Bush and Cheney to give us 9/11 and the Patriot Act.
Right.
Just as they had to have Biden and Harris in 2020 to promote the coronavirus and the destruction of the United States using Nancy Pelosi as the instrument. I mean, it's grotesque, but they had to steal these elections for those purposes. And in the one case, it was Republican candidates, in this case, Democratic.
Right.
But it's all been massively damaging, massively damaging to our country.
Right. It's not about party at all anymore. And like I say, it doesn't mean I like Al Gore or anything like that. But the point is the deep state will always pick their person. And yes, they pick the most exactly what you just said a minute ago, amoral, conscienceless people. When you think of people who will do anything to sway with the wind, when you think of Biden's true politics throughout his life, now anybody can change, but Biden truly was a racist. Now, whether he is now, but he really can't stand, you can tell the body language, Kamala Harris. He can't stand her. And well, nobody really can stand. I mean, who likes Kamala Harris? Really, nobody. But the point is, I don't know what his politics truly are right now, but all for so many years, he was an absolute racist, which is fine. I mean, not fine that he's a racist, but I mean, that's his views. And then he changed them for the election, the coup. And he picks Harris, who's another empty vessel, another corporate, you know, person, whatever, that will sway with the wind. The point is, like you just said, they pick two people who would sway with the wind to just to oversee their jobs is destruction of the U.S. Because I just want to bring up one thing you said, the graphene oxide, I think it's called, what you just said about that substance.
Yes.
Greta Thunberg recently spoke, whatever. But the point is, there was a picture of her, put out there, and she's got one eye covered, which is the Masonic, you know, that whole thing with the Masons, you know, the one eye. She's definitely in that group, which is a whole nother subject. But she had one eye covered and all that black goo covering her. And that's a major picture. And when somebody does a photo like that, there's stylists, there's 10 people around. That's not just a candid photo, okay? That's done with a lot of thought and work going into it. And Kim Kardashian, who's a major public figure, showed up at, I think, the Met Gala, all in black covered, and there was a third individual. And the point is, they're pushing this graphene oxide. They're showing this is the way forward, all covered in that goo, that's what they're pushing for acceptance. The fact that's what I'm talking about. They're pushing that. That's why that image of why is she covered in anything at all, Greta Thunberg, okay? So they're pushing this, acceptance of this, and this is all part of a global plan.
Lori, I have a blog with an interview of the guy who purports to have designed, introduced graphene oxide, who's explaining that anyone who gets a shot with graphene oxide has a 10-year life expectancy. And you can tell how many years you have left by the percentage of graphene oxide in your blood. If it's 10%, you got 9 years. 20%, you got 8. That this is part and parcel of the grand agenda, but that it also enables the creation of this interface, this electromagnetic interface with the 5G towers, which continue to go up everywhere. Again, how can this be taking place unless it was this unlimited amount of financial resources here? The Rothschild banking industry is doing this to take control of the entirety of planet Earth. I have no doubt whatsoever, not the least, not one iota.
Oh, there's no doubt. And you know that book Michael Rechtenwald wrote, Thought Criminal, the book, in that it's a novel, but anyway, he also wrote Google Archipelago, which is exposing, the social media and all the connections, so forth, to China and how we're censored. But in Thought Criminal, the protagonist is basically trying to escape them connecting with the vaccine, which releases nanoparticles, and your brain will be connected to collective mind, all this stuff. But the point is that this graphene oxide and all they want human, it's AI, it's transformation, transhumanism, end the human race as we know it, basically, in general. Ending the human race is what we know it to be. I just can't believe how quickly it's accelerating.
And, of course, there are all kinds of stories about celebrities, athletes, boxers taking the vax and dying.
Right.
Where it turns out now, if you die within 30 or 60 days of having a positive COVID test, not even taking the vax, but having a COVID positive test, you're classified as a COVID death. And, of course, they're trying to conceal the enormity of the deaths coming from the vaccine. Lori, any time in the past, there had been a medical procedure that induced a tiny fraction of the number of deaths and disabilities this one is inducing, it would have immediately been taken off of the market once again. The power behind this is simply enormous, and it's for all the marbles.
That's brilliant what you just said, and that's so true. About somebody put up that, you know, the Ralph Nader, the car that he exposed, which is now
the Corvair, unsafe at any speed.
Unsafe at any speed, right? 1967 or something like that, right? That book, I couldn't think of the car that was the topic of the discussion. But yes, they immediately, you know, when anything in society, somebody posted that when a car had a couple of exploding tanks and seven people die or something, or five people die, they immediately take it off the market. And this is thousands, but they're not listing where these deaths come from. And here's an idea for you or somebody, make a compendium of all the people that have these sudden deaths, the comedians, you know. I mean, I'm on Facebook. I've been there for a long time. And I see so many people in my feed saying so-and-so died, relatives. I mean, I used to get, you know, one of those in a month or something that somebody, a relative passed or whatever. I see it's, my feed is loaded with people saying all these deaths. I mean, since the vaccine, not last year, not during the pandemic. I didn't hear any of that.
Right.
This is all new, all these deaths.
Right. Just as a historical aside, or must have been over 20 years ago, my wife and I were on an interstate, and I noticed in front of us was a Corvair, and I said to her, I said that Ralph Nader had published a book about that, Unsafe at Any Speed, because the engine falls out of the, you know, the rear of the car. And I said, I'm going to pass. Just as I said those words, the engine fell out of the rear of that car, right in front of us. Lori, it was as though I'd blunt the magic twanger. I mean, it was just ridiculous. There it was. I said the words and it dropped out of the engine and they had to pull off to the side of the road, all these sparks and everything. And, you know, I know. Now,
I didn't
Peter,
have a problem with the car, but I knew he wrote the book, which was a great title, I'm Safe at Any Speed. But yes, it's unbelievable. And previous vaccine, the swine flu vaccine, what, in 1976? And immediately when that vaccine had like just a number of deaths, very under 100, and they called it a debacle and that it was rushed, and the media actually investigated, we see no in the mainstream media, no investigation of any situations. There was a Facebook group that had 150,000. This was early on with the vaccine. It was people that had reactions that wanted to know what was going on. Facebook takes the group down, 150,000 members of a group, right, takes it down. And now they even took down, you know, Norway, how they declared COVID like just a flu strain, whatever. The person who posted that article, people who posted that were taken down on YouTube for posting a fact. That's just news that Norway has declared it to be a flu, that it's not, you know, different. They were taken down for reporting news, not even anything controversial. I mean, that's just a fact. And they were taken down. So this is how far the censorship has grown.
Lori, there's no other explanation than that this is a Rothschild enterprise. They are the only entity with this kind of scope and power. Here's a very interesting piece by renowned Dr. Peter McCullough. A stark warning to any and all who played a part in these COVID crimes against humanity. Here's what he said. To hold on to the position of denying compassionate care to patients and to create fear, suffering, hospitalization, and death is immoral. It's unethical, and in civil courts, it's illegal. And all of you will be hunted. Every single one of you listening right now will be hunted, and justice will be served.
That's fantastic.
These are considered crimes against humanity. It can't begin soon enough, Lori. It can't begin soon enough.
Oh, I know. It's beyond belief, and I hope, I don't have much faith, but I hope people are held to account for this. This is unbelievable. Just today on Twitter was, Twitter can't stop with God. What an evil! I don't even know that he's a person. Jack Dorsey, the most evil scumbag. I'm sorry, but I have a particular dislike for him. What he allows on the trends, such falsity. Today, it was trending that ivermectin is not been shown to be. It's a drug for animals. This is a CDC. So you know when they put their top news thing at the top on Twitter. And they showed a picture of somebody taking care of a horse. And then on the right side was somebody with a mask getting a shot or something, I don't know, vaccine. But the thing is, they're trying to equate ivermectin with a horse medicine. And something I thought of that there was a sheep warmer that worked against cancer that they did a media expose that the minute they found it was helpful in doing something for cancer, it went up from like 6 cents a pill to $600 or something. But the point is, You can have something that helps animals, and then you reformulate it for the human version, okay? Right, and that can work. So they found the sheep warmer could work, so why can't ivermectin? Yes, it was for animals, but it works on parasites, and we know there's a parasite in that vaccine, by the way. Somebody showed there's a deadly parasite in that vaccine besides the other problems with the vaccine, okay? So anyway, ivermectin works, so now they don't want ivermectin use. So now it's trending on Twitter even as late as today, even though studies have shown it works. And it's trending today that ivermectin is not an approved treatment of COVID, right? And then under that was how vaccines have been proven to be safe and effective for most people. And then they went on to say the difference between efficacy and effectiveness. And I wrote a comment about George Orwell there. And I said, you are complicit. We know this isn't true. You know, I make my comments. I'm shadow banned, but whatever. But they're complicit.
Lori.
The CDC is complicit.
I consulted with an expert in the area, and he told me that the ivermectin in the, in the animal shots is chemically the same as the ivermectin in the pills. It's like comes out like paste, like you would toothpaste out of a tube. So you'd need to moderate the amount you took, but it's available at feed stores. And I say, based on my understanding, it's got an apple flavor, which appeals to a horse that you're not going to find in the pill. But frankly, I've tried them both. And I'm telling you, I think ivermectin may have turned the corner for me when I was hit here a few weeks ago. I was pretty much incapacitated for about 2 weeks. Wow. I regard myself as 95% recovered. But a colleague, a very dear colleague, sent me ivermectin, 5 doses times 2, that I think may have turned the corner for me. So I'm a huge proponent of ivermectin. I highly recommend it.
I'm so glad and just so happy that you're doing well, and that's so great. And, that's the thing. India sent all kits to in that province. 143 million people got ivermectin sent to their homes. And then that was the end of the COVID. They only had like 100 cases, 139 cases or something out of 143 million people when they sent the ivermectin out. But I read yesterday Bill Gates said something about happy they're on board with something with the vaccine. So that's going to be a problem now again. I don't know. Bill Gates, how the hell is he allowed to get away with all of this? I just do not know.
Oh, he's a monster. He's very much at the center of all of this disgusting development. His tentacles extend to Imperial College, where we got that phony Neil Ferguson model predicting 2.2 million Americans and 500,000 Brits would die if we didn't lock down the economies that Fauci used to manipulate Trump, who is surrounded by bad people, including Mike Pompeo and Mark Meadows, who it turns out were managing him, not just this despicable General Milley, who turns out to be a coward and a traitor and a disgrace to humanity. And of course, these people like Lloyd Austin are promoting the vaccination of our military. We've got a remarkable report here about military suicides are on the rise. Well, it's hardly surprising. I mean, most in the military are apolitical. They don't care about politics. They want to be in a situation where everything's clear cut, where they know what's up, what's down. They are good at taking orders and carrying them out. To be going after white supremacists in the military or people who voted for Donald Trump is just disgusting and un-American on its face. And to further be requiring them to take a vaccination that's going to has a high potential for disabling or killing them, I mean, that's completely unconscionable. And I want to ask, Lori, look, I think by a conservative estimate, half of those who take the vax are going to be dead within a couple of years. Where does that leave us?
That's terrible. And the military and police forcing National Guard, Border Control, police, you know, the Army, that's a lot of people. And that's basically, look, that's basically the think they're purging the thinkers. Because they already showed the PhDs of the highest level of questioning the vaccine, right? That's already been shown. So they're purging the thinkers and the, you know, perhaps conservatives in life. It doesn't matter. But the point is they're purging the conservatives and the people that would actually help the country and care about things. And they're going to get the brainless robots, replace them. And I don't know where it's going to lead us. I just hope... I know there is not much chance, but I hope somebody, perhaps some brilliant individual saving mankind, will come up with an antidote to the vaccine, something that we don't have it now, but maybe something that will get rid of the graphene oxide. I don't know how. I don't know technically how it could be done medically, but that's our only hope, is somebody comes up with a something to counteract the vaccine. I don't know how that could be done.
Yes. I think it's very, very serious. Very serious. By the way, American Frontline Doctors, I believe, can get you ivermectin. Check out their website. You may have to scroll down to the bottom. Frontline Doctors, I think, is a very reliable source here for those who may want.
Yeah, they're banned everywhere, of course, because they are helpful.
Say again?
I was just saying they're banned everywhere because they are helpful. That's one of the first groups that... They got rid of any doctors who questioned the official narrative. I can't believe the censorship, but really it started with you and Alex Jones, that they were able to, starting years ago with censoring you and Alex Jones and Milo Yiannopoulos, who you don't have to agree. Again, you don't have to agree with everything everybody says, but the point is these people should not have been banned and censored. And this is what we allowed big tech to get away with. And it's just unbelievable, under the guise of being a private company. But they got U.S. funding, a lot of these big tech. Google did. Google got U.S. funding under the military and all this. So a lot of these social media networks got U.S. funding, and they are allowed to get rid of the First Amendment, which should have been a lawsuit. But you have the traitorous Republicans who take money, and you only have a few that really are working for, as we say, America First. These traitors have got to go. Lindsey Graham and all this have got to go. McConnell, ridiculous. They've got to get out. Got to be out of there.
Lori, here's a new study proving the jab makes you worse off. Oxford study finds fully vaccinated healthcare workers carry 251 times the viral load compared to the unvaccinated. A groundbreaking preprint paper by prestigious Oxford University Clinical Research Group, published August 10th in The Lancet, includes the alarming finding, devastating to the COVID-19 rollout. The study found vaccinated individuals carry 251 times the load of COVID-19 viruses in their nostrils compared to the unvaccinated. Think about that. My God, how much worse do you want to make yourself? This is just grotesque.
Well, this is why a lot of doctors are giving up their careers and nurses, ICU nurses. This thing under 100 employees is going to be a disaster, because even if you're a private healthcare and you don't want the, let's say you're the CEO of a private, like a boutique healthcare, you've got to keep your employees under 100 then. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is a destruction of the U.S. from within. That's what
Biden I addressed that during a segment I think you missed. Namely, that there are no signs that OSHA is doing anything about that whatsoever.
I heard that.
Well, it appears to have just been a fake statement, a lie, a deliberate untruth to try to motivate people to get the jab. They're under tremendous pressure. I've never seen anything like this regard anything in the world ever, ever, ever.
When they're trying
to promote war bonds, for example, in World War II, there was nothing like this kind of pressure on the American people.
I heard what you said about it being a fake out with OSHA, but in that law, the $700,000, that is in law, that is in the bill, so that would be law.
Yes, in that section 666,
right.
Lori.
I know section 666.
I mean, how much more in our face can they? By the way, I think they've told us the future. By the way. In a series of films called The Hunger Games. That is what they want. That is the future of the world under this despotic regime. If they succeed, Lori, The Hunger Games.
That's why the clothing, which if you follow, you know, this pop culture with people, they mock whatever. But those clothes, which the hideous outfits, by the way, at that Met Gala were all, some of those outfits, especially Lady Gaga, and by the way, this man named, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Alton Childs, did a 5-hour video, which actually changed my way of thinking on Freemasonry and the connection to Hollywood society and the oaths and all this. You've got to see this video. It is mind-blowing. I've thought about it every day since I've seen it, and it shows the connections, and it's all connected to Satanism, and you got to see this video, and that's what's in control. And Lady Gaga, one of the members, I guess legally I can't say, I don't know for sure. But anyway, her clothing at that Met Gala was straight out of the Hunger Games, like you're saying. And these are cultural icons that are promoting and getting us acclimated to accepting this. That's what it's about, is getting acceptance of the society that, you know, that people don't want, if they were thinking about it, giving it thought. But we're being pushed into it by these cultural icons, the acceptance of serfs and oligarchs, also reflected.
Lori, we're coming up to a break. Let me remind everyone, we're taking calls after the break. 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. Call and join Lori Price and me.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it, that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, that Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, with Lori Price, who's the editor-in-chief of Citizens for Legitimate Government. Anyone who'd like to join us, comment on any of these issues, is welcome to do so. The number 540-352-4452, same number, 540-352-4452. Bill is sitting in for Mitchell, who has a important errand to run, take care of. Meanwhile, Lori, down in California, Gavin Newsom is seeking to extend the print-your-own-ballot mail-in to be a permanent part of the political landscape so the Democrats can control the outcome of every gubernatorial election in California. But get this, the Democrats in California, where the death toll has gotten out of control, the advice the city of Los Angeles has for residents, listen to this, stock up on dry ice. Why? It'll keep the bodies cold until city workers are able to come to claim the body. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, the recall in California, the rig, somebody just said they're going to do, I saw this on Twitter, vaccines of younger than 12. And they wrote, this is what we get for losing the recall. But, you know, I just wonder about that recall.
Lori, it was totally rigged. There's not any wonder about it. Totally rigged. Everyone in California despises this guy.
Right.
And that's the appropriate reaction to a despicable governor who, of course, is the nephew of Nancy Pelosi. We do have a caller on the line, area code 203. Caller, give us your name and state and join the conversation.
Well, hello, everybody. Hi, I'm Dr. Fetzer and Lori. This is Christine Korda. I have the Christine Korda Show here on Revolution Radio on Mondays. And how are you doing? How are you feeling?
Terrific, Christine. I'm glad you joined us. Give us your thoughts.
Well, I'm going to give you my thoughts, and I want you to please bear with me because a lot of people don't really agree with me. But just hear me out, and then I'd love to hear your opinions and your feedback. I've mentioned before on your show and on my own show where I talk about the satanic ritual abuse that I underwent when I was a child and took me the better part of 40 years to get out of and to fix myself and recompartmentalize and fix the rooms and all that other stuff. I was listening to what you were saying, and I researched a lot MKUltra mind, fear-based mind control. And I really think that what's going on with the vaccines, the shots, because back about in May, I went with my daughter up to the local CVS And I remember that an ambulance and EMTs were racing in front of us. We were walking, and they were racing in front of us and ran into CVS. And I said to my daughter, who I told them, you don't touch, you don't get touched. Nobody touches you with those things. I said, oh, somebody got the shot. And lo and behold, somebody had gotten the shot. So they ran. We went in. I went to get a prescription. And on the floor was a man about 36 who was having a seizure. He was twitching. He was foaming. And I remember the face of the pharmacist. And I thought, oh, my God, it's just like my childhood. It's literally I'm seeing my childhood. And but here's the thing. The EMTs, the police, the ambulance, they came in. And by the time I turned around and did what I did, I mean, I told him, I said, I hope you got your lollipop for, you know, before you got the shot, because you're pretty much screwed. And they were talking to him, and the, one of the EMTs said, is this your first or second shot? And he sort of was shaking his head like he couldn't get himself awake. And he said, my first. And they and the EMT said, well, wait till your second one. And they laughed. They laughed. Okay? I stood there and I said, vaccines don't work this way. This is not how vaccines work. This is not the homeopathic understanding of adding something that's poison so the body builds up a resistance. Oh, my God. So I was thinking, how the hell did we come to a position, a place in society where fairly intelligent adults are walking into a store and getting injected with something that could kill them? People will say, well, how did your Johnson & Johnson shot go? Well, I got a little fever and I vomited and I couldn't feel my neck for a month. But so far, so good. How do we get to that?
So I was thinking, I know. Well, you're absolutely right. It's just horrific. Lori, would you want to feel that question?
I know. I can't believe the reactions of the emergency personnel there. It's unbelievable what's happening. And I just wonder the total numbers of people that have been affected by these shots. Supposedly, there's thousands, I read, of Medicare, people on Medicare that got the jab. Supposedly, 74,000 are dead. I mean, within 2 weeks of getting the shot.
But they don't, if they die within the 2 weeks of getting the shot, they don't count it as any adverse death from the shot.
Dude, now that's 48,000.
Nice. Yeah, we've got two other callers here. Please stay on the line. Here we have area code 239. Join the conversation. Give us your first name and state.
Yeah, it's Tony from Chicago.
Okay, Tony. Go ahead.
Yeah,
yes,
no, the Medicare numbers. It's 48,465. And 28,000 and change were above 80 years old. They growth within 2 weeks, you know, and then the rest are below 80. And, you know, that's really collaborating. I mean, the guy, this attorney, Renz, R-E-N-Z, it's on danvideo.com. It's all over BitChute. I got it on my site, vaccinehoax.com, the second video on the first page. I'm trying to get back. He has the names of all these people. I mean, he doesn't show them all. He shows one of the pages, you know, where some of his leakers and whatever federal agency that has access to this database, they get the names and everything of everybody that dropped dead. And, you know, this is really collaborating. This, I don't know if you remember, and you probably don't, there was some black gentleman that worked in, you know, one of these nursing homes. And, you know, this thing has been going on for so long. And, you know, he was saying, I mean, I have it on my site, too. And he was saying, you know, these people are getting this, you know, parts are getting this shot, and they're dropping dead. Quick.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's up. Go ahead.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry I had that number wrong, but that was the attorney that I meant to reference on my site, which is legitgov.org, by the way. And I have a newsletter. I should add that. But, yes, thanks for correcting me on that number.
You know, but that's Medicare's only 18% of the U.S. population is on it, so the rest is on either uninsured or on Obamacare. So, you know, that's just a sliver of who's dropped in on this, on these vaccines. So, I mean, that's the point that a lot of these videos are making. So, I mean, we actually have hard evidence coming from the, you know, the U.S. government, that people are, that they're lying. They're point blank just lying. It's just amazing how people are reacting and acting in this nation, you know, when this genocide is being committed against them. And now another reason why I did call, if you go, you can go to my site, vaccinehoax.com. You, the very bottom videos, you can scan scrolling all the way down. The site's very, very amateuristic. Or you can just go to Brighteon and search, you know, Burger King, New York City vaccine passport. I know this is going on. You would look at this. You're stunned, even though I know this has been going on there. You need a vaccine card to place an order at Burger King in New York City. It's right there. They've got the pages out there. They won't take your order unless you give them a vaccine card. I mean, this is coming to a town near you. This is outright Orwellian.
The vaccine passports represent the end of freedom and the beginning of slavery. That's why they want to introduce them, so they can control every aspect of our lives. Christine, I'm sure you have more you want to contribute. Please rejoin the conversation.
Well, I would, but it's more of a spiritual aspect. And I'm in chat and I'm talking to my friend about Michael Aquino, whatever his name was. Now, when a person is MK-altered or satanic ritually abused, they do use the rape. They rape. Now, Aquino raped a four-year-old baby, okay? They do that because they're sick, but they also do it because trauma changes the structure of the brain. And what they are doing is a government military program, a attack, a psychological thing. It's been way before World War II. They deliberately split off personalities of children into multiples. So when they are questioned or under oath, or when they are just in basic society, they will be able to be ran or run, whichever your persuasion is. So when we see this going on in schools, what do we think they're doing? I remember going to school. I could tell you stories. Most people don't even want to hear me talk because they don't want to believe what I say because it's horrifying. But we have to wake up and we have to realize that this, yes, it's a spiritual battle, but the spirituality behind it is dark psychology. They have gotten, they formed a freaking false memory syndrome foundation to protect Americans from people like me. Think of that. Okay, this is why we're here where we are now. They're doing things that guy who was an EMT, he didn't even know what he was saying. He was programmed in some way, all on different levels. So if we look at it that way and we approach it from a psychological, if I will, a psychological spiritual way, we're going to be able to help more than if we take sides and say, well, you're an anti-vaxxer or a vaxxer. This is something that we have to free our mind. The Bible talks about freeing the mind, protecting the mind, and controlling what's in the mind. That's what they're doing. Please give me your thoughts, because I'd love to hear them.
Lori, your thoughts.
I see the brain. I view it. I know what you're saying about certain events and all that are horrifying, and it's terrible. But what they're doing, this brainwashing on a mass scale, is definitely with the mask and so forth. That's definitely one of the small, you know, keeping distance, not complaining, not questioning. This is all brainwashing. If you look at an image of elementary school children, you know, pictures from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and so forth, and then you look at them in a classroom now, it's radically different with how they're sitting there just subjecting themselves to this abuse. And it's true. I see it as brainwashing on a government scale. That I do see that is true. And by the way, the weights, just as an aside, I know this isn't what you mentioned, but the weights have shot up because we're told it's fine to eat all this GMO food and stuff, genetically modified food. And if you look at the weights of children in the classroom, in that image, the proverbial image I mentioned, from 50 years ago to today, skyrocketing weight gain. And to combat that, people don't say, well, we should be eating healthy food. They're saying, no, body acceptance, which yes, everybody should be accepted for their weight. It shouldn't matter. But they're pushing that as opposed to eating healthy. It's just an aside. I know it's off topic, but got that in there.
Oh, Chicago, you want to add? Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up after what I say because I gotta get back to the stock market. But we're under attack, and the behavior of the American people, especially the European American people, is just—it's a disgrace. It's despicable. Okay, Europeans, it's brainwashing thing. Sure, I agree, but you know it's not working so well in Europe, and they're out on the streets by the millions. And, nothing but a physical military solution is going to free us, see? That's the only thing that's going to free us, see?
You're right.
Okay, spiritual and all this stuff, it ain't going to work. You're just going to go down. We know who the enemy is. We know who's doing this. And we need to have a mass reaction to this and end this tyranny. And anything other than it's not happening here, we're going down. It's just amazing. I'm on the streets quite often during the week. It's just amazing. I'm going to make a new sign about the 48,000. I mean, if anything, I'm just tweaking people's noses more than I'm doing any good. I like when people come after me and swear at me, and I just get off on it because I despise these people that are going with the plan. But, Europe is at, I'm surprised one of these regimes in Europe hasn't gone down. And it's going to take a military solution. There's going to be some people that are going to have to die and get killed. And that's it. I mean, this could be ended really fast. But if you're under the impression that you're just going to anything other than that, we're gone. We're gone.
What kind of awareness is there in Chicago of the big picture here that this is all totally
fraudulent? I'm going to tell you something, and I won't get too worried here. It's a very dumbed down area. As we know, we have Lori Lightfoot. It's akin, and I'm talking even in the suburbs. It's akin to one of these eastern states, And the bottom line is I get a lot of honks of approval. I do get a lot of opposition. I had one yesterday, swearing at me, saying that I'm out there killing people. Maybe because I'm saying the vaccine.
You're out there killing people. No, the vaccine's doing that. And by the way, I agree with your assessment of what's needed, and I hope you sign up for my newsletter because I think you would like it, legitgov.org, please.
It's a mixed reaction, and like I said, it's really, at this point, it's despicable that, we're at the point where in the largest city in the country, you need a vaccine card to buy a hamburger, okay? It's going to come down in L.A. County. Supposedly, it's going on in New Orleans, and I haven't heard much about that. I don't know what's going on with Bourbon Street, but, you can't get on radio or anything and advocate illegalities or anything like that, but, you have to have a mass uprising on the streets against this, and then there's going to have to be some action taken against this. And, I mean, hopefully it's going to happen first in Europe. But here, we're not even – most of the people in this country are just sucking this down. So that's all I can say. I can't just sit here and suck it down. I mean, I don't understand how people don't fear danger. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you don't feel danger watching this come down around you like this? I don't know what's happening. It could be the chemtrails, the water, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Good chit-chat.
Okay.
Excellent. Bye-bye. Excellent. Lori, you want to pick up, and then we'll return to Christina.
No, sadly, I think he's correct in what he's saying. At a certain point, I mean, the rumor, hopefully they never do this, say that you can't do bank transactions without a vaccine. At that point, there's nothing left except to fight. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, you could go without going to – I mean, can you believe they need a vaccine pass? I saw this video in Canada. I almost wanted to cry. An older woman just wanted to eat at McDonald's. She tried everything. She forgot her card, vaccine card, no food for her. It was one of the most heartbreaking videos I've ever seen. We got to fight this at a certain point. I mean, this gentleman is correct. Just spoke from Chicago.
I think so too. Christine, you want to add some further thoughts?
Well, I appreciate everyone's comments. I really do. It helps me to figure this really strange world we live in out. But I was thinking of how trauma changes the structure of the brain and the neurotransmitters don't function right and hormones don't secrete. And I was thinking 30 years ago, if we brought an 11-year-old boy, dressed him in a female's dress and put disgusting lipstick on his face and dressed him like a hooker, we would put those people in jail. But now in 2020, right. 2021, they have that little boy who dances around right. and grinds and sticks his butt out for adults who are drunk and put dollars in his pants. And they're celebrating it. So I'm thinking,
great point.
This is not evil in the sense of, right. it's the sense of people are choosing that. I don't think that people know that they're choosing that. I think that the vaccines, the shots are changing our neurotransmitters. They're changing the way we think, not by alien technology, maybe that too, but by a simple way of changing the structure of the brain so that we think and feel differently. And we think we're going to do the right thing, and we think we're doing the right thing by getting some 36-year-old. I wonder what happened to him. He was laying on the floor in CVS. What happened to him after the second shot? We think we're doing the good thing for humanity by telling people to do that. We are lost. And I don't mean to be dramatic, but I am dramatic. We're lost.
Stand by. We have another caller, Chicago Brew. I'm delighted to hear from you, Brew. Join the conversation.
Yeah, I haven't been able to confirm this yet, but somebody mentioned yesterday that Steve Quayle.
Say that again.
I didn't hear either.
Steve Quayle?
Yeah, Steve Quayle.
You know him?
Go ahead. I know of him. Are you still there, Brew? We can't hear you.
Shoot. Let me call back.
No. We can hear you now. Go ahead. Okay, Brew's going to call back.
It's in the hospital.
On what the previous caller, Christine, said, I just want to point out one quick thing. That person, the drag person individual, that person was accepted before even COVID broke out. So that can't be influenced in that particular case by the vaccine, because that was all that drag stuff, the libraries, was accepted, before the vaccine. That's just a point. It doesn't mean I'm disagreeing, but I'm just bringing that one thing up.
Yeah, Brew, do we have you back?
Thank you.
Brew, do we have you back? He said he had a rumor that had yet to be confirmed.
I'd like to hear what the rumor was.
Yes. So, Christine, you want to add a further comment of yours?
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you for that clarification, Lori. Yes, I didn't say that. What I was saying, that over the years, they've been conditioning us very slowly to accept even that which is repulsive.
I see your point. No, I agree with you.
I think we got Brew back. Brew, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, allegedly, again, I can't confirm this yet, allegedly Steve Quayle's in the hospital with pneumonia. And of course, this leads to bad drugs and ventilators and whatever else. Now, Steve Quayle, another person on our list that's well-informed about this whole COVID agenda, the conspiracy, the worldwide government, lockstep. He's well informed. This is a guy that takes great pride in his health. He's a spiritual man. He's doing all the protocols, all the multivitamins and minerals and everything he could possibly do, just as you did, James Fetzer, just as if Gaheri was probably doing, because he's well informed, just as Robert David Steele did. You know what I mean? So all of a sudden, on September 6th, Dave Gaheri comes down. He starts to get ill. He ends up in a hospital. And then they end up pretty much getting him on a ventilator until finally his family is able to demand that they take him, start giving him alternative protocols that actually appeared to, as this guy was right on death's door, to turn him around. So I don't know the most recent update. That's 2 days old. But now we got Steve Quayle.
He's doing somewhat better, Brew. I'm glad to report, because he's a very close friend of mine. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but isn't it odd? Robert David Steele, James Fetzer, Steve Quayle, all our most, you know, our most knowledgeable people that have all this information are getting hit with this,
yes.
with this unknown thing.
Yes.
Okay, none of these people got the shot. We're going to get the shot. So what the heck is going around
yes.
that these people are getting? Because we know, look, we got to stop calling it COVID. It is the SARS-CoV-2 is what they actually introduced. The little COVID is a little branding game. We got to stop calling it that. What are people actually being sick with today? Every time I hear someone go, oh, I had COVID. No, you probably had the sniffles and the flu, because the flu was rebranded as COVID.
Yeah.
So all these people are freaked out. They're all into the branding and everything else. So we're in a dilemma again with the whole InfoWar thing. People are freaked out. They don't know what they're talking about anymore. And then they go, well, I was sick in one sentence. And you do this too, Jim. The PCR test is a fraud, a false positive, blah, 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 blah. But then, they tested positive for COVID. Well, how can you test positive for COVID if there's no damn test for it? You're guilty of it. A lot of people are guilty of it. Alex Jones is guilty of it, and so on and so forth. We need to really slow down and reevaluate all this stuff. We got numbers right now.
Right? There's no test for the Delta variant. So how do all these people have the Delta variant? I'm just curious.
Well, you know how they got the Delta variant? It's because they got vaccinated. That's
right.
It's easy. Oh, did you get vaccinated? Oh, Delta variant. That's how they're doing it. How do they say, if they test negative for the flu, if they test negative for something else, and they test negative for this, let's look up their zip code. And if anybody's positive for COVID over there, well, then we'll just label them as COVID. That's a nice little workaround they have. So, you know, all sorts of schemes and scams and so on and so forth. We have lots of people dying. People had no idea, you know, we were having this discussion last night, that America is strong. We got so many firearms and so on and so forth. In the last year and a half, between the people they knocked out with remdesivir, ventilators, going to nursing homes and killing these people in mass murder by giving them drugs and shots.
You're making great points, Brew. There's the ambiguity between the PCR tests they're using. It's an unreliable test, but that's their test for COVID. So, you know, sometimes we get less precise instead of saying, you know, the fake COVID test or the PCR. Lori, it's been marvelous having you here. We're near the really conclusion. Would you like to add some final thoughts?
Sure. I think we just all have to hold the line on these deadly vaccines and not, you know, take them, just resist as best we can. And then I'll think about how to do a massive resistance. And my newsletter is at legitgov.org, by the way. Free.
Hey, thanks to Lori Price, and thanks to all of you who called in. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
W.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.